Way back in 1930, I must now mention about my father, how he got involved in radio. The main news of the day was given out by Mairéad Ní Gradha, who was the chief announcer. And my father approached her one day and said, wouldn't it be a good idea if he was to give the main results of the day into the news, and that they would give them out after the news. So Mairéad Ní Gradha was very happy about that because she was of Kerry origin, and she thought that that would be a good idea. But she says there was no way that they could collect the results. So my father said no, he would collect the results, he would go into Radio Éireann, and he would give the results written out for her, and then she could give them at the end the news. So she did that for a while, but then if the news overran its time or ran later than she would have liked, she had to drop the results. So she didn't think that was a very good idea, doing it one Sunday and not having it the next Sunday. So then she said to my father, she said, you know, Sean, you have a good speaking voice, so why not give these out yourself? So she said, would you go into the studio there and I will listen to you. So he took his bit of paper with the results on and went into the studio and he simply read the results. And she came out and she said, Sean, that was fine. What we will do is we will put the results on after the news and you can do them. And but that's how it happened.
In the Connacht Championships, junior hurling, Sligo beat Leitrim. Sligo 5-6, Leitrim 3-2. In the Ulster Championship, senior hurling at Derry, Armagh 5-1, Derry 3-1. At Belfast, Dr. McKenna Cup semi-final, Antrim 4-8, Donegal 2-3. In the senior football challenge game at Ballinasloe, Galway 3-10, Mayo 1-3. Intercity Grocers games at Dublin.
And that applied for a few Sundays when Mairéad Ní Gradha said, you know, it'd be much better if you had a little programme of your own. Now she says the only thing about it is the director, who was, I think, Kiernan, they won't pay you. And it'll be a very small payment if they do. So he said he didn't mind that. So he started his results after the news and he did 5 minutes. That increased as he went on. He brought in clay pigeon shooting, which was very funny to have him given that sort of thing. But it was a sports programme, athletics, and he used to give a few soccer matches as well. Oddly enough, the only sport that he didn't use was rugby. And other sports got involved in the programme all right, but rugby didn't. So because of the fact that mainly his programme consisted of GAA results, so they didn't think it would be a good mix to have rugby going on, even though soccer did get in. So he did that for a number of years, till eventually the programme got so big and club matches came into it that they decided that bit by bit they'd have to drop some of the other results. And there was handball in that as well. And they dropped some of them, like clay pigeon shooting went out, the athletics went out. And as he went on, there were more results came in that he had to use, and they extended the time now to 15 minutes, when then he used to do a little wrap-up of GAA matches of the day. And that went on for many, many, many years.
Trills galore were the order at Killarney, where Kerry defeated the All-Ireland football champions Cork before a record attendance. 1-8-1-4. Kerry led at the interval, 5-3. There was one last minute change on the Cork side.
I used to go in and give a handout getting in the results for him in Radio Éireann. And I take down the results and give them to him, but he'd be on another phone taking the results from somebody else. And that was the time that I really was called Sean Óg, because I was Sean O'Callaghan, my father was Sean O'Callaghan. So to differentiate between the two, I was called Sean Óg. And the method in which he used that time, there was no real phones in that sense of the word throughout the country when he started originally. And the only way that he used to get people to ring in result was to ring the local parish priest who had a phone, the Garda who had a phone, and maybe the local doctor who had a phone, and the local post office. He used all those mediums to ring them, and he organised in turn with those people to have local results that were playing in that particular county ready for him when he would ring. And that's how his system started. Quite different to the system that we use today. Naturally enough, with the email, with the fax, with the radio, and all the other electronic equipment that goes with getting in information into Radio Ireland. At that time, it was a very, there's no doubt about it, it was a very tough job to get the results in all the time for his programme.
Harling, Dublin Grocery Assists, 6-4, Belfast Grocery, Patrick Mourns, 3-4, and the football was played tonight, I have no result. County Tipperary at Sean Tracy Park, Bosco Cup semi-finals, Kickhams, 5-4, Galty Rovers, 2-1, Fontenoy's, Golden, 6-1, Aero, 3-3. County Limerick Championships, Senior Hurling, St. Patrick's, 4-8, Munkrat, 1-9. Junior Hurling Championship, Lansdowne Rovers, 10-3, Treaty Sarsfields, 5-5. Junior Hurling, Castletown, 4-3, Killeely, 4-3, a draw. At Brough, 3-7, Kilmallock, 4-2.
A little twist came to that story because I met my wife Anne, and we used to go to cinemas, to the Royal and sometimes to the Capitol. One particular night, sitting in the Savoy, and you had to book your seats at that time, a little notice appeared on the screen: would Sean O'Callaghan of Fairview go to the manager's office? So that came as an awful shock to me, because I thought something had happened to my father. And because it was about 9 o'clock and the film was on at the time. So I went to the immediately. Nobody else left their seats, but I was the only one that left the seat because I was the nearest to the person they wanted. And the manager said to me I was to ring home. So I rang home and my mother informed me that my father had spent too much time down in Gaffney's pub and that he was muggle-ore in every sense of the word, and she didn't think that he was capable of giving out the results. So I immediately left the Savoy, which was very handy because it was only across the road from Henry Street, and my fiancée then came with me, Anne, and I went in and I was met there by the chief announcer, who thought that my father wouldn't be able to go on and give the results coherently. That's the way he put it. And it would be far better if I would do the programme. And my father at the time didn't seem to worry about it. He said, oh, he's able to do it, he kept saying. So that particular night, I went on and I did the results. And the excuse given that he wasn't very well. And that was to happen a couple of times again, that he wasn't available to go into the job and do the job. And I was called upon now and again from cinemas where I was attending to go into Radio Ireland and do the job. However, it all came to a head because of the fact that he developed a slight cough, an irritating cough. And when he would be giving out the results, he found it very difficult that he used to put his finger up to the engineer in the control room to cut the mic off so that he could cough. And then he would put his finger the opposite way to bring him back on again. But there was noticeable gaps coming in his giving out results. And that came to the attention of Frank McManus, who thought that it was no good cutting off a programme and leaving 2 and 3 seconds gaps on the programme. So he decided there and then, he said, look, from next Sunday, I want you to take over the programme altogether from your father. That was on a Thursday. Now, my position was that I was to go home to Fairview to explain to my father that as and from the following Sunday, I was to do the programme. And it was an awful blow to my father that he was being told by his son that he was to take over the programme where it didn't come from Radio Ireland themselves. Frank McManus didn't ring my father to say they had made a decision not to have him on the programme. So I had to tell him that. And from that particular Sunday onwards, I did the programme, and that was 1953. And Breakfast Idea, I am still doing that programme, but that was the way I took over from my father, and that's how I continue doing it to this day.
Gaelic Sports News. Here now is Sean O'Callaghan to review some of today's Gaelic games.
Good many Dave, Rahard Gael. Another All-Ireland football final was decided today when Mayo triumphed over Meath and won their third All-Ireland title. The attendance was a little under the record figure of 1944 between Kerry and Roscommon, who drew 79,245 spectators. Today, the figures were 78,201, and the highest gate receipts ever taken, £9,334. The game was witnessed by the President and Mrs. O'Kelly, members of the Eruptus and the Diplomatic Corps. Many overseas visitors were present from various parts of Britain and Scotland, as well as the United States of America. The Armagh miners, who defeated the holders Kerry, were also given a very enthusiastic ovation on their success. But the position, so far as the minor finalists concerned, is still not clear. I'd like to remind listeners that there will be no Gaelic news feature on next Sunday night at 10:15, owing to the broadcast from the Polo Grounds, New York, on the National Hurling and Football League Finals. Now here are the results. All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final at Croke Park. Mayo, 2 goals, 8 points. Meath, 9 points. All-Ireland Minor Football Championship Semi-Final Replay. Armagh, 2 goals, 3 points. Kerry, 7 points.